The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. While in Russia a few years ago, I became very aware of the oppression in the atmosphere of that nation. There was a heaviness of fear that hung in the air, and it captivated most of the people, making them afraid to smile at you on the street or talk with you when standing next to you. And while this was several years after the wall of communism had come down, the people still were not free. Their freedom was only a form. It wasn't a thing of the heart. The year was 1997. I remember telling the man who led our trip that these people could never maintain liberty. They would give their liberty over to a dictator before long because they didn't know the biblical principles of civil liberty. Today, we see this very thing sadly happening there. Why is there more liberty in the Western Hemisphere than in the East? The reason can be traced back to the first century. The Apostle Paul was led by God to go west with the gospel of the kingdom of Christ. In Acts 16 is recorded the story of Paul turning westward with the gospel of the kingdom as a result of a revelation from God. God would send others to the east, but somehow they didn't communicate as well as Paul that the gospel was good news about a kingdom that was to permeate all earthly kingdoms. The message of Christ in the east came to be applied to the individual and the family only, not to the institutions of the culture. Thus, even to this day, education and government in the East are tools in Satan's hands to communicate and enforce hatred against Christ and His liberty. On the other hand, in the West, people who turned to Christ were taught by the apostles that the gospel was good news about the kingdom of Christ. That kingdom would begin in the heart when one received Christ as Lord, but it must not be allowed to stop there. It must be allowed to permeate the institutions of education, economy, and government by believers working in those institutions and releasing the message there. As a result of this teaching, the gospel influenced England early on and steadily grew there until finally a band of Englishmen, we know as the Pilgrims, came to America and in the purest form thus far planted the seed of a Christian republic. America would grow from the early 1600s through the 1800s to be the freest and most prosperous nation on earth. Because the Spirit of God was allowed to freely communicate the truth of God, liberty grew. This was the natural result of sharing the truth of the Bible. Jesus had told us, quote, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." That freedom produced not only internal freedom in the heart, but also external freedom in the civil realm as well. This is why Jedediah Morse, the father of American geography, would say in 1799, "To the kindly influence of Christianity, we owe that degree of civil freedom and political and social happiness which mankind now enjoys. In proportion as the genuine effects of Christianity are diminished in any nation," he said, "in the same proportion will the people of that nation recede from the blessings of genuine freedom and embrace the miseries of complete dictatorship. Whenever the pillars of Christianity shall be overthrown," he said, "our present republican forms of government and all the blessings which flow from them must fall with them." End quote. Are you, by your Christian influence, increasing or diminishing the liberty in this nation? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. That address again is www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.